is the good shepherd, and he's laid down his life for his sheep. So out of many nations he's gathered one fold in one faith. And he has built his church on the rock foundation of faith, on apostles and prophets who shepherd the people in his place. There is one faith, one hope, and one baptism, one God and Father of all. There is one church, one body, one life in the Spirit, now given so freely to all. And he gave to Simon Peter and to all of the 12 the keys of the kingdom, so darkness shall never prevail. But some of the shepherds pastured himself on their sheep, so he has come out against them and scattered his people of faith. But there still is one faith, one hope, and one baptism, one God and Father of all. There is one church, one body, one life in the Spirit, now given so freely to all. Shepherd his people on the mountain top. He leads his sheep. He will heal the poor and the afflicted. He will guard the prisoner. One faith, one hope, one baptism, one God and Father of all. There is one church, one body, one life in the Spirit, now given so freely to all. Yet he'll not forsake his people, he'll claim his sheep for his own. He'll send out his word to the nations, regather his people back home. He is the good shepherd. He's laid down his life for his sheep. So out of many nations he's gathered one fold in one faith. There is one faith, one hope, and one baptism, one God and Father of all. There is one church, one body, one life in the Spirit, now given so freely to all.
At the end of his ministry, Jesus on several occasions displayed his body. He was speaking after the resurrection. He displayed his body to his faithful disciples. Of course, it's not as if God intends to hide the glorious body of the Lord Jesus from the world. But the truth about it is that the world cannot see him. The world cannot see the resurrected body of Christ. You notice it was only the disciples and those close to him that were able to behold the body the resurrected body of Christ. Because the world cannot see the body. See, the world today is a formation based on ignorance of what the body of the Lord is. When the Lord appeared to Thomas, he showed the marks in his hands and told Thomas to touch him to see whether it was the real Jesus, because they doubted. He doubted. Now all that appearing after his death serves only to assure or to strengthen us in the faith, knowing that there is another life. Of course, if you go out looking for Jesus with a flesh body, with holes in the hand, somewhere in the sky, you will never ever find that. It does not exist. But all that was done simply to demonstrate to us that there is life. There is true life. True life beyond this physical world that we are so attached to at times. There is true life beyond this realm that men live in. So there is a life that is glorious, without limits. A life that knows no pain and no sorrows. A life that knows nothing like the annihilation, separation from God that we have all experienced as men upon the earth. At the end of his ministry, Jesus was taken up in a cloud. See, they saw him being lifted up and taken up into a cloud. Now, why did God show us all that? What is God trying to teach us here by that kind of scene? See, God is simply demonstrating to us the path of our ascension individually. Praise God. Jesus ascended from the earth. He ascended from his human form. He ascended from the identity of being a male, of being born of the Hebrew after the flesh. He ascended from all that sensation of a life after the flesh back into what we call a spiritual body. Or we can call it the spiritual body. So in the ascension, everything human about Jesus, everything earthly about Jesus is dissolved. So that as he ascends, he gets back into the reality of what we call the body of the Lord. Now, that cloud that Jesus Christ entered into and disintegrated represents the body of what? Of the Lord. That is the Lord's body. Praise God. And every son of God who begins to hear the whisper of the Father, who begins to hear the voice of the Father saying, "Come up hither," has that same pathway to follow into glory. For we all are predestined unto that same glory that Christ entered into. He went ahead of us as a forerunner. You know what I mean, a forerunner? A forerunner. So that he becomes the first fruits. But after him, there are many others who are ascending into that same glory. They are dispersed all over the world. It is happening right now. Amen. Hallelujah. The Father is calling his people from the dead right now. Hallelujah. And they are all ascending into that same cloud, so that they become one body in that cloud. This is the message that Paul was giving to the Thessalonians when he says, at the sounding of the last trump, we shall all be caught up to meet the Lord where? In the air, in the cloud. And so shall we be with the Lord forever. Console yourselves one another with this hope. So this was exactly what happened. That trumpet sounded in the ears of Jesus. That trumpet brought about remembrance in Jesus. That trumpet drew Jesus back to his glory in the Father. I go to the Father. See it. Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was. I go to the Father. See, that is the cloud. The Father is in the cloud. So we are being caught up right now. Praise God. As we hear this voice, there's a lifting up. That's why some of you hear these messages. There's a change in your life. There's a transformation in your life. It is an awakening to the reality that the Lord is your life. The Lord's body is your body. Praise God. So shall you be with the Lord forever in the cloud. When you hear that, you think that probably the Lord is somewhere here and you are here. You are sitting on a chair and the Lord is sitting on another chair. But what he's saying is that you are united in one in the Lord. As one indivisible, incorruptible, hallelujah, immortal body. Praise God. It's a very, very great thing, because herein lies the hope of the whole of humanity, in the recognition of that body up there in the heavens eternally, the recognition of our part in that body, and to be fitted back into that body is the hope of the calling of every saint. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is the only way we can be liberated from the misery that men suffer, liberated from the sense of lack. See, your poverty consciousness, sense of incompleteness. See, the belief that you are a sinner, the belief that you are separate from the life of God. The only way you can escape all those feelings that induce hell upon us is first of all a recognition of that body, which is the Lord's body, praise God, and an ascension back into that body. Oh, hallelujah. Thou will not leave my soul in hell. Have you heard that before? This is Psalm chapter 16, verse 10. For thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, neither shalt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. See it. You shall not leave my soul in hell. You shall not leave my soul in the lower parts of the earth. You shall not leave my soul in the world where men walk in the vanities of their minds, ignorant of the Holy One of God. Who is the Holy One of God? It's the Lord. See, that is the, it's a reference to the body of the Lord. Thou shalt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. The body of the Holy One of God cannot see corruption. The body of the Holy One of God abides eternally in the heavens. The body of the Holy One of God is light. The body of the Holy One of God is immortal, incorruptible. Praise God. Thou shalt not suffer the Holy One to see corruption. See, it is our recognition of the Holy One and our, you know, ability to step back in alignment with this Holy One that can give us escape from the power of hell and death. Hallelujah. When Peter, the Bible says Peter replied Jesus. Jesus had you know, asked a question. Who do they say that I am? Who the men say that I am? Jesus, you know, Peter, by the grace of the Father, was able to look beyond the human aspect of Jesus. He was able to look beyond the flesh of Jesus. And to see beyond that flesh the Son of God. Praise God. You see, when Peter declared that Jesus was the Son of God, the Christ, the Son of God, he was saying there that Jesus is not born of a mortal. He saw there that Jesus was not born of Mary Magdalene or Joseph. He saw clearly that this one was not born by flesh and blood. See, but he was birthed by the incorruptible God. That he came out, he was begotten of the incorruptible and invisible God, the only God. Praise God. He was able to see beyond the, you know, this realm of appearances. You know, at times we look down on each other. You know, we disrespect one another. We despise one another. You see, but we are unaware that beyond this weakness, beyond this inglorious body, this outer inglorious body, this weak body, there is what? The glory of who? Of God. Praise God, that is the Son of God, that is the Christ in you. That is the focus of this gospel. Peter was able to see that thing that was beyond the earthly tabernacle of Jesus, and he declared that thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus Christ turned to Peter and told him, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Hallelujah. You heard the trumpet of my Father. You heard the voice of my Father from heaven. Hallelujah. And upon this rock, upon this revelation, upon this great mystery, will I build my church. Hallelujah. And the gates of hell will not what? Will not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not suffer the Holy One to see corruption. Thou shalt not leave my soul in hell. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Our liberation from hell is our ability to comprehend this great mystery. Hallelujah. This is the only way. This is the key to life. Are you listening? This is the key to life. Our recognition of truth. Recognition of Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Upon this mystery will I build my church. Now, what is the church? What is the church? The church is what? Is the body of what? Of the Lord. The church is the body of what? Of the Lord. That is the church. The church is the body of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are declaring here that the Lord is the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. And the Holy One cannot see corruption. The Holy One cannot suffer, you know, the things that men suffer in this age. The Holy One cannot sin. Hallelujah. He that is born of God cannot sin. The Holy One cannot sin. Hallelujah. You are always in alignment with God. You are inseparable from God. You are one with the Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you see, this is the thing that the gospel is centered around. Hallelujah. Now we've heard all kinds of versions of the gospel around. Praise God. And whenever you hear a gospel that is trying to cause you to look outside, to look for something outside without you, know that it's not the voice of the Lord, because within you is the completeness of everything that is God. Hallelujah. Within you is the loaves of bread. Within you is the cattle upon the thousand hills. Within you is all the gold and the silver in this world. Hallelujah. Within you is everything. Praise God. So what the Lord and this gospel is trying to bring to us is, first of all, a recognition of the Lord's body. That we are part and parcel of the Lord's body. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that when Moses was upon Mount Horeb receiving the Ten Commandments, Moses actually saw that body of the Lord? Praise God. Do you know that Moses saw you and I upon the Mount of Horeb? Let's go fast. I'll just quickly talk the book of Exodus chapter 34, verse 5. It says, and the Lord, you can just read this, okay. Exodus chapter 34, you just mark it. I'm going to read these things later. Exodus chapter 4, verse 5. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression of and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. Praise God. You see, when the Lord descended in the cloud, that was the Lord's body. Praise God. And Moses saw the Lord's body, and he did what? He worshipped. Praise God. Today, if your eyes are open to begin to get the revelation of the Lord's body, you begin to see that same cloud that Moses saw right here, spanning throughout the whole of eternity, in all men, through all men. Praise God. Hallelujah. That cloud represents the celestial body of God. It's a spiritual body. That is the body of the Lord. That is the body that Jesus Christ ascended back into. See it? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And that is the body that you and I all belong to. No matter where you find yourself today, even if you are a drug addict, see it, you are a doper, you are a duper. See it? You term yourself a fornicator, you term yourself a homosexual, whatever. Better believe that this is your body. Hallelujah. And the only way a man can be liberated from that sinful nature or the weaknesses and the bondages in the flesh is by first of all recognizing that he is part of that body and to enter back into that body. Hallelujah. The Lord keeping mercy unto thousands that love him. Who are these thousands? The thousands are those who form that cloud. The thousands talk of the innumerable company of ministers, angels, perfected spirits that are gathered in the name of the Lord upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Because upon Mount Zion is where the cloud is. That is where the gathering unto the Lord is. Hallelujah. That is where the Lord's body is. Praise God. So we are being edified today by the Spirit, so that we can be fitted back into that one body. Hallelujah. Now when you see that cloud in Exodus chapter 34 verse 5, inside that cloud, like I said, that cloud represents a company of saints, the company of those who form one body, innumerable, you know, members that form that one body. Hallelujah. For we are members of Christ. We are members of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. One body, many members. We partake of that same spirit. We partake of the same mind. Hallelujah. We speak the same voice. Hallelujah. We are one. Praise God. We are one body. Hallelujah. The edification we receive today is to be fitted back into that one body. This is the salvation of God. Hallelujah. Inside that body, inside that cloud, do you hear, do you see a black man there? Inside that cloud, do you see a white man? Do you hear any name called Trevor inside there? See, do you know, do you hear any name, the name of your wife? Do you hear the name of your son? See, is there, do you have Americans in there? In that cloud? Do you have, you know, Africans? Do you have Hebrews in that cloud? Do you have Christians in that cloud? Do you have Buddhas in that cloud? See, all those names that we have formed for ourselves here upon the earth have nothing to do with that glorious body of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because in the ascension, you let go of all that. In the ascension, there's nothing like Jesus after the flesh. Are you listening? In the ascension, there is nothing like Jesus after the flesh. Jesus is in that cloud. And that is the Lord. One man, which is the Lord. There is nothing like a Jesus born after the flesh in that cloud. There's nothing like Paul, you know, after the flesh in that cloud. Hallelujah. There's only one, which is the Lord. Praise God. Now, if we get this revelation, we begin to loosen ourselves from all these things that we have, you know, put upon ourselves as human beings. Since we have to let go of all those identities, all those names, and all those, because these are the things that cause offense for us. We think that we have a life of our own. See, we think that we have an identity of our own. And for this reason, this our identity is what acts as a barrier between us and the bountiful blessing of God. Hallelujah. You just read it in Psalm 34, verse 7, that he keeping mercy for thousands and forgiving the iniquity and transgression and sins. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Hallelujah. Are you listening? These are for those who are in that body. They are forgiven. Paul says that in him we have what? Forgiveness of sins. We have forgiveness of sin. There is no such thing as a sinner in that cloud. We are covered. In him we have what? Forgiveness of sin. The grace of our Lord Jesus is in that cloud. That's the mercy of the Lord. Praise God. John the Baptist says that in him dwelleth the fullness of God. In him is the anointing of God, the Spirit of God without measure. To anybody that does not believe in this body and partake of this body, the wrath of God abides in him. It's not as if God is punishing you, or God is, you know, trying to get your, or you know, strike you down with a cancer, or trying to condemn you and all that kind of stuff. But rather, you bar yourself from your own glory when you fail to recognize the Lord's body. Hallelujah. If we recognize the body of the Lord like Moses, what we will do is what? We begin to worship. Are you listening? Stand still and begin to worship that body right now. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, stand still and begin to stand still before that body and worship the body. Hallelujah. Reference the name of the Lord in you. Reference the body of the Lord in that sister out there. Reference the body of the Lord that you see all over creation. Hallelujah. Worship it. Hallelujah. That is the way to life. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We are the Lord's body. And many of us are suffering today because we are not aware of this mystery. Praise God. Many of us today have lost the right hand of God. We've lost our way and we find ourselves at the other side where hell reigns because we lost the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Paul said that some of us are sick. Some of us are weak. See it. Some of us have problems because we are not what recognizing the Lord's body. Let's quickly turn to the book of Corinthians. It's good that we look at these things. You know, on Sundays when people go to church, I mean, traditionally speaking, people take bread, they take wine, isn't it? And they pass the bread and wine around, you know, the members of the congregation. And the bread and wine, they say, is the body of the Lord. You see, and they quote these scriptures in the book of Corinthians about the Lord's Supper. And they eat the bread and they pray and they drink the bread, they drink the wine and they pray. I live in Italy, and in Italy also you have the Catholic Church. They do a lot of that. Praise God. But we must come to realize that we live beyond parables. We live beyond allegories. Are you listening? Because the Lord's Supper is not a physical thing. The Lord's Supper is not about physical bread or physical wine. The Lord's Supper is all about partaking of that body of the Lord, fellowshipping in that body of the Lord, drinking of that blood, eating of that flesh. The life of the blood, of the flesh, is in the blood. Isn't that what the Bible says? The life of the flesh is in the blood. Praise God. And the flesh of Jesus, which is the flesh of the Lord, the body of the Lord, is an incorruptible body. The body of Jesus is not a flesh and blood body. It's a spiritual body. Hallelujah. Now if we partake of this communion, this fellowship of the saints, and continue in this fellowship, what it means that we are partakers of that spiritual body, which is that same cloud that we just read in Exodus chapter 34. It is also that same cloud that Jesus was ascended into at the end of his ministry. It is that same cloud that was normally placed in the holies of holies that sat majestically over the mercy seat. It is that cloud that First Thessalonians, the rapture theory says, we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the cloud. That is the cloud. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of Christ. Do this in remembrance of Christ, your life, your true identity, your body. Do this in remembrance of me. See, it is for your good, it's for my good. Because the moment we begin to forget that we are spiritual bodies, the moment that we begin to forget that we are the Lord's body, that is when the gates of hell open up again. That is when you begin to feel yourself lacking. That's why you begin to feel yourself annihilated from the life of God. That's why you begin to feel that sense of poverty, inadequacy, lack, all those things, because you lose awareness that you are one spirit with the Lord, one body with the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. First Corinthians chapter. Are you there? Corinthians chapter. Let's quickly go through it. Corinthians chapter 11, you just keep, mark it in your Bible. I'm reading Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. This is the Lord's Supper. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke the bread, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament of my blood, this do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Praise God, that the Lord's death till he come. As you do this thing, you show the Lord's death till he come. Now where is the Lord coming? Where is the Lord coming? When you hear of the coming of the Lord. Where is the Lord coming? He's coming in you. It's the emergence of the real you. It's the emergence of the Son of God in you. That is the coming of the Lord. That is the dawning of the morning star in you. See, it is the unveiling of the Son of God in you. That is the coming of the Lord. Praise God. When you begin to ascend in your consciousness back into the recognition of this body, back into the reality of this body, what people are beholding outside of you is the body of the Lord. What people are beholding outside you is Christ manifest in flesh. They begin to feel the spiritual man, which is Christ, taking a hold of the body of the flesh. Hallelujah. John the Apostle says that which was from the beginning. See, that which is in God, in the bosom of God, we saw it, we touch it. See, what John was saying is that thing that is invisible, that thing that is in the spirit realm, that thing that is healing God, we saw it, we touch it. They were able to touch it because it was made manifest through the flesh of Jesus. In likewise manner, those of us who carry on in this good doctrine that we're hearing from the Lord, exercising ourselves in spirituality, letting go of our human lives, letting go of our human identities, hallelujah, and taking hold of that inner life in the spirit, which is the life of Christ, which is that body of Christ, walking in relation to that body, we are the ones that, you know, begin to manifest the Lord in the flesh. Hallelujah. That is the coming of the Lord. Do this till I come. He comes in us. He's not coming in the sky. Amen. Hallelujah. He's coming in these heavens, in us. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I have a brother, a pastor friend. Hallelujah. And God gave him grace to listen. And you know, when he heard some of these things that I preach, hallelujah, and he kind of, anytime he sees mentor, he tells me, look, everything I built on for many years, from when I was a child, when I was a Christian, has all been, you know, destroyed. That he was just walking, he admitted to me that it was all falsehood. He walked in falsehood. See, religion is falsehood. Religion veils the gospel of Christ. See, religion veils the mystery of Christ. See, Christianity, I'm talking of traditional Christianity, any type of religion at all, anything. See, some people with good intentions who really want to serve God. See, but a lot of people have been, you know, deceived, taken away from the line of truth. So they don't even recognize this great mystery that we are hearing today. Hallelujah. Thank God for his mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let us continue. So we're talking about the communion is our fellowship in the Spirit. Hallelujah. As we fellowship in the Spirit, there is a remembrance. Fellowship in the Spirit actually keeps us in alignment and in the recognition of our true bodies, which is the Lord. That is all you need, eh? You know that? All you need for your sustenance and survival and everything in this world, for your happiness, is to recognize that I am the Son of God. See, in this recognition comes the loaves of bread. In this recognition comes all your dollars and all your euros and everything. In this recognition comes everything that you ever need. See, don't think that you are born to suffer. Don't think that you are ever born to be a slave to corruption. You are a son of God. You are not born to begin to fatigue, to sweat, to survive and all that kind of stuff. You are a son of God. Son of God is supposed to live by the power of God. Praise God. That is all you need for your throughout all eternity, is to be maintained in that body. Hallelujah. To be maintained in that spiritual cloud, which is the body of the Lord. Do this in remembrance of me. Don't be carried away by the things around, but do this what? In remembrance of me. Hallelujah. This is what will drive away all your fears. Drive away all your worries. Hallelujah. Drive away all the, destroy all the doctor's reports. Hallelujah. The doctor says you have cancer. Do this in remembrance of me. You will know that I am incorruptible. I can never die. I can never be sick. I can never be weak. I am perfect. Hallelujah. You know the famous quote of Julius Caesar, I am as constant as the northern star. I am the bright and morning star. Do this in remembrance of yourself. Do this in remembrance of me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now let's go down to verse 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Amen? For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Are you listening? Many sleep. Now when you say many sleep, he's talking of the sleep of death, the spiritual sleep. Have you seen a brother who was hot in the Lord, on fire in the Lord, and suddenly he goes to sleep? When you talk of sleep, the sleep is the dead. When you are asleep, you are unaware of all reality. The men in this realm, in this age, are asleep. See, when Lazarus was in his grave, Jesus Christ said he was asleep. Lazarus sleepeth. See, sleep and death are synonymous. They are the same thing, spiritually speaking. See, when you are asleep, you are absent from the reality of the Lord. When you are asleep, you are absent from the reality of the Lord's body. See, and many, for this reason, many of us are what? Sick. Because we eat, many people eat of this bread unworthily. Now, when you eat of this bread, when you do this communion unworthily, it means that you are not retaining the knowledge of the Lord. Now, retaining the knowledge of the Lord is not about retaining the knowledge of somebody in the sky. But it's rather retaining the revelation, the knowledge of yourself in that one body. And, you know, recognition of that same one body through all. In all and through what? Through all. That is the body that is in every man. You know that? You know that? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So we in reality, we sin against the Lord's body, against ourselves. You know that when we don't partake of this table worthily, if we partake of this table worthily, we let go of life, the false, and take a hold on the truth. Praise God. Then we can take a hold on that life of vitality. Is there? Is there? There's agile life, a life object speed be in the spirit realm. See it. We are liberated from every bondage in the flesh, liberated from all the hurts and the pains of humanity. Is there? That is the Lord's body. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So you see, Jesus Christ came here to cause us to recognize that we are that body. See, he has come to give us the revelation that we are the body of Christ. The church is the body of what? Of Christ. Isn't that what Paul says? Christ is the head and the church is the body. That we are one flesh. We are one body. See, when we don't walk in alignment with this mystery, we are like fornicators. That's what the Bible tells fornicators. Hallelujah. Quickly turn to the book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Don't you know? Are you listening? Know you not? Now, you see, what it says, know you not? This is the great question that every man must ask himself. This is the great mystery that every man that lives in this world has lost. Know you not? Don't you know that you are the what? You are members of Christ. Don't you know? That you are part and parcel of that body of Christ. Don't you know? See it? Ask the guy out there who thinks he's an homosexual. Don't you know that you are members of Christ? Ask the guy out there who thinks that he's a robber. Don't you know that you are the body of Christ? See, ask the guy who hurt you the other day, who robbed you of an inheritance, who duped you in your business. That don't you know that you are what? You are members of what? Of Christ? Don't you know this mystery? Praise God. It's the ignorance of this thing that causes us so much problems and pain. Don't you know that you are members of Christ? I move on. Shall I take the members of Christ and make them members of an harlot? God forbid. God forbid. That's what he wrote. This is what Paul writes. God forbid. How can I take the member of the body of Christ and unite it with another? How can I unite myself with this world, with the flesh, and walk in the ignorance of the Lord's body? God forbid. What? Know ye not that that which is joined to a harlot is one body? For the two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined to the Lord is what? Is one spirit. Praise God. We are one spirit, one spiritual body, one cloud. Hallelujah. That's why you see there's no need for fighting for vainglory, fighting to lord it over the other, fighting to, you know, we don't have to do all those things. Because we are what? We are one. Paul says, if I suffer, the other one suffers. If I'm in lack, if one is in lack, the other one's in lack. We are one body. One body. So everything that we have, we share in common. We are one. There is no you and there is no me after the flesh. That thing that has always separated us is the, you know, is the fact that we were married to our flesh. We have become like fornicators. We are married to our flesh. We are married to another. And we lost the knowledge of the fact that we are members of Christ, which is one spiritual body. He that is joined to the Lord is what? Is one spirit. Hallelujah. And the Lord is that spirit. Hallelujah. The Lord is that spirit. Hallelujah. And we who are called into this faith are called back into that one spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is our calling. Hallelujah. Verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. What? Know ye not that you are the temple of God? Of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Don't you know you are in the temple of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Don't you know you are part and parcel of the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is that one spirit of the Lord. And you are part and parcel of that one body. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost, because you are that part and parcel of that Holy Ghost. You are that one spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul says, flee fornication. Flee that falsehood of your human attachment and attachment to the outer one, but rather exercise yourself in the oneness, in that true marriage with Christ. Hallelujah. He says that anyone who commits fornication, in reality, he sins against what? His own body. You sin against your own body when you do these things. See, you sin against yourself. At times, people feel that you are offending the Lord or you are cursing the Lord, but you don't know you are cursing yourself. See it. You are depriving yourself of your rightful inheritance when you transgress. See, you are buying yourself away from the things that God has freely given to you. God has freely given to you Himself. Everything that He is, Himself without measure. But you deny yourself when you fail to recognize this mystery of the Lord's body which you are part of. Hallelujah. Thank God for grace. Thank God for the inspiration of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Revelation of the Spirit is here to put us back into that body, to align us back. Hallelujah. So that we can begin to now bear the dying of the Lord in the body. Hallelujah. We are called to die the death of the Lord Jesus. Now, the death of the Lord Jesus means the death unto his life. Now, Jesus, the death of the cross means the death to that false life, the falsehood of our human life, our terrestrial life, so that the true life of Christ in us, which is the truth, works in us, is revealed in us. Jesus Christ had to let go. He had to let go of everything that he thought he was, he had, and everything that he got by virtue of his birth as a man into this world. He had to let go of it and connect back to that spiritual body. Hallelujah. During the days of his ministry, he was walking in alignment with the spiritual body. He was actually that body of the Lord walking through Jesus. Hallelujah. That cloud was always with Jesus. You know that? Do you know that cloud is with us today? We must awake and align ourselves with it. Oh, hallelujah. That cloud is in us today, walking in us. There's a functioning, things that happen that you can't even understand. The other day I was preaching somewhere, and in another part of the town, people were seeing visions of me preaching there. Hallelujah. I've gone to places to preach before. Even a small child in that house came out and said he saw an angel, a baby, a child, and the parents were shocked. They held the child and, you know, shook the child. What are you talking about? And the child repeated, I saw an angel standing here. And he described the angel had a crown, gold of, you know, crown of gold and all. Strange things that happen like this. It's because we are in that cloud. There's a sharing of information. There's a movement of information. Hallelujah. It's trying to awaken man to the reality of the Lord's body. Oh, hallelujah. This is our calling to be edified into that body. This one will bring our healing, our liberation. It will break the yoke of fear. Hallelujah. It will break the yoke of weaknesses, diseases. All these things that have held us bound as human beings. It's through the revelation of Christ. We need that revelation. Amen. Let us grow in that revelation. Very, very important. The work of the Spirit is to edify us and bring us back into that body, so that we are perfectly fitted back into that body, so that we grow into the full stature of Christ, which is one love, one body. Hallelujah. It's an ascension from that life upon the earth back into that one spiritual body. Oh, hallelujah. Back, hallelujah, from the realm of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. Do you know this? The world is a realm of forgetfulness. The realm is the realm of the dead, where men have forgotten every reality of their unity with God. Hallelujah. Just imagine Jesus Christ coming to say, I am the Father and one. Up to this very day, it still sounds very offensive when you say this thing to the religious mind or to the mind of this world. Why? Because this is the realm of forgetfulness. Men have forgotten the love of God. Men have forgotten the oneness and the reality of the great riches that is embedded in them. They are annihilated, separated, far away from the life of God. And the Bible in the book of Psalms says that those that are far away from the Lord, far away from the Holy One, shall be destroyed. Those that go fornicating shall be destroyed. See, that is not our portion. Because the Lord is awakening us today and gathering us out from among the nations back into the revelation of that one body. This is all that matters. Amen. Let go. We must let go of all our ambitions on the earth. Let go of everything for this. Just to lay hold on this great gift. This great gift. Oh, hallelujah. This gift that the Lord has handed to us on a platter of gold. We're hearing things that prophets, great men, the ancients had sought, but they were never able to find. They were never able to comprehend this mystery. But today the Lord has freely given it to us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord's body. Hallelujah. It's an incorruptible body. Immortal in the heavens. It's one with God. Hallelujah. It's the embodiment of the living God. Hallelujah. It knows no annihilation from God. Hallelujah. It knows no fear, no pain, no sorrow, no destruction. It is the fullness of joy and pleasures that reign in that reality. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. Oh, hallelujah. Let the stones be rolled away from our hearts. Praise God. Let the stone of unbelief in the hearts of the men, be rolled away by the power of the Lord. Be rolled away by the Spirit of the Lord. Be rolled away by the dunamis of the living God. And let the people break forth into life. Let them come forth into life. Let them come forth into singing. Hallelujah. Let them realize this great mystery, O Father. Quicken your people, O God. Strengthen your people, O God. Hallelujah. Be strong in the strength of the Lord. Be strong in the inner man. Hallelujah. Be strong in the revelation of Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you for grace. Thank you for love. Thank you for revelation. Hallelujah. Let this revelation heal your people. Let this mystery, this revelation of this mystery, exalt your people from the lower realms of hell. Exalt them back into the, you know, the dimensions of singing. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
There is one faith, one hope, and one baptism, one God and Father of all. There is one church, one body, one life in the Spirit now given so freely to all. And he gave to Simon Peter and to all of the 12 the keys of the kingdom, so darkness shall never prevail. but some of the shepherds have pastured himself on their sheep. So he has come out against them and scattered his people of faith. But there still is one faith, one hope, and one baptism, one God and Father of all. There is one church, one body, one life, and the Spirit now giving so freely to all. He will shepherd his people on the mountain top. He feeds his sheep. He will lead the poor and the wicked. The prisoner. There is one faith, one hope, one baptism, one God and Father of all. There is one church, one body, one life, and the Spirit now given so freely to all.
Yet he'll not forsake his people, he'll claim his sheep for his own. He'll send out his word to the nations, regather his people back home. For he is the good shepherd, he's laid down his life for his sheep. So out of many nations he's gathered one fold in one faith.
There is one faith, one hope, and one baptism, one God and Father of all. There is one church, one body.